This is Decoded Datebook for December 29th. On this date in 1917, former Attorney General of North Dakota Henry J. Lindy died. He had suffered a stroke 3 months earlier after many years of illness. He was only 37 years old. Lindy had accomplished much in his short life, earning him front-page death announcements in the Bismarck Tribune, Grand Forks Herald, and the Fargo Forum. Lindy was born in Iowa in 1879 to Norwegian immigrants and earned a bachelor's degree from Luther College in 1901. After teaching for 2 years at Park Region Luther College in Fergus Falls, Minnesota, Lindy went on to the University of Minnesota Law School, where he was captain of the baseball team. Right after graduating in 1906, he moved to Plaza, North Dakota to practice law, bringing with him his new bride, Julia Martin. Plaza was founded earlier that same year after the Soo Line Railroad announced it was coming through the area. Lindy and fellow University of Minnesota law grad R.O. Miller arrived shortly afterwards to open their law office. That year, he also became first president of the newly established Plaza First Evangelical Lutheran Church. In 1908, Lindy won a seat in North Dakota's House of Representatives. In 1910, Mountrail County was officially formed. Consequently, Lindy moved from Plaza to Stanley, the new county seat. He began serving as the assistant state's attorney. He also ran successfully for a seat in the state Senate. Lindy's political rise reached its peak when he was elected as attorney general in 1914. One of his biggest achievements was writing briefs for the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold the Webb-Kenyon Act, which prohibited the transportation of alcohol into dry states. Unfortunately, Lindy lost his bid to remain the state attorney general in 1916 when future governor William Langer defeated him in the Republican primary. Lindy went back to practicing law for the firm of Lindy, Fisk, and Murphy in Bismarck. His ill health prompted him to move to Minneapolis. It was there he died, and he was laid to rest on December 31st, which would have been his 38th birthday. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Trista Razor-Sturza. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.